Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We would like you to go to kidnation.com and tell us a great story about your dad. Of course, Father's Day is Sunday. It could be a funny story, a sad story, an inspiring story, happy, whatever you want. You could win a Home Depot gift card just in time for Father's Day and give Dad the power to be a superhero. Need more details and ideas about Dad and Father's Day? Then go to homedepot.com/gifts. All right, now, I've got one of these said letters I want to read to you guys.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right.
Dear Big Al, my dad is nothing short of amazing, and I have the pleasure of calling him my best friend. We have always been close, and I'm always able to be open with him about anything. Throughout my life, I can only recall two times that I've seen him cry, the first time being on 9/11, and the other time was when I told him that Aunt Flo came to visit. When I told him...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
When I told him that I needed, quote, lady products, I swear he came home with over 30 different items, including Midol, heat packs, chocolate, some chick flicks, an iTunes gift card, and, of course, the essentials. I don't know about you, but I don't know very many dads who would risk being seen in the feminine hygiene aisle just to make sure that his daughter is comfortable and happy. That's the kind of guy who deserves to have a great Father's Day. That's from Madison.
So that's
Madison,
great.
What a sweet letter.
Madison, agreed. Your daddy's getting a gift card from the Home Depot.
That's awesome.
That's awesome right there. I love that.
What a cool pops.
Yeah. Like I said, go to kidnation.com and tell us a great story about your dad. It's something quick and easy.
I wonder if mom was in the house going like, never did that for me. You never did that for me. We were looking at some of the funny hashtags on Twitter over the last weekend. One stood out to us.
Okay.
Hashtag my dad would always say.
Uh-huh.
Because dads always say the weirdest stuff. And it just sticks with you for your whole entire life.
Yep.
And so we decided to have you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Here's an example of one. This is from Spambo on Twitter, passing a cemetery. And dad goes, do you know how many dead people are in there? And Spambo goes, no, dad. And he says, all of them. Hashtag my dad would always say with a...
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
I have some good ones right here. Okay. I got to read you these. This is also from Twitter. The Sargy Boy wrote... That's your username. I don't know what that means. Hashtag my dad would always say, when the ice cream van plays music, it means it's run out of ice cream.
Oh.
I've done that. Yeah, I did that with the kids.
We try.
You
we
tell
try.
Them it's no more ice cream?
Yeah, I tell them because now they don't run out.
This is funny. On Twitter again, Amanda Likewine wrote, her dad would always say, I'm going to cheat on your mother after 30 years of marriage, get remarried, and then pretend none of you exist.
Oh, my
God. Oh, jeez, Dad.
Oh, man. Dad.
But, hey, keeping it real.
Dry sense of humor, or maybe wow. He's telling the truth. We don't know. That's the fun. That's the fun part.
Another one on Twitter.
Oh.
This is from Just Plain
Jeez.
Beth. Hashtag my dad would always say, if you don't stop crying, I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah, that's
dads always say that.
Let's end with something a little bit lighter from the tweets, because this one's hilarious, even though I wish I had been there. Kristen wrote, my dad would always say, why does the cat smell like pot? I don't get it, but it sounds hilarious, and I don't know if you're blaming the cat for things. But
probably got in a fight with a skunk, maybe?
I just want to know more about
that
story.
She's smoking
pot. Oh, the kid's just smoking pot.
The cat smells like it.
Yeah, the cat's fur.
Oh, man.
This is great advice from a dad right here from Jake.
Okay.
Hashtag my dad would always say, marry a woman whose standards are higher than her stilettos.
All right.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
That is pretty solid.
Nothing wrong with my
Let's go to the phones.
You can put that on your Pinterest boards.
What is wrong with low standards?
Huh?
There's someone for everybody.
Yeah. Hey, Cameron, how you doing this morning?
Doing good.
Doing awesome. What would your dad always say?
He would tell me that when it comes to girls, all I need is a handful. Anything more than that is a waste.
That's right.
That's keeping it real right there.
Oh, Daddy. Yeah.
I got a lot of waste for you, buddy.
Yeah. Well, tell your dad happy Father's Day this week. And Cameron, thank you so much for your call. I wonder how my conversations are going to be with my kid when he gets older.
Yeah, you see, you have no idea what you're going to say to your kids now that they're going to remember in 10, 20, 30 years, whatever it is.
Like, I'm pretty good right now with him remembering the bad boy monsters that I created. So far, that's working.
Okay.
And I know he'll remember that forever. Travis Walsh, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great.
So tell us a little bit about your dad.
And I have four brothers, so all my brothers still use this saying.
Okay.
Whenever we would accomplish anything growing up, it was a big competition. So if we had a nice golf shot or a nice basketball shot or bowled a strike or something, my dad would always chime in kind of to bring us down a notch that didn't really work and say, Travis, or boys, I've done that more times than you've been born. Like, what, Dad, twice?
Yeah, twice? All right, Dad.
Like, what's that mean, Dad?
Awesome.
That's awesome,
so
it
got backfired on. What, you done that twice, Dad?
Thanks, Travis. That's Have a wonderful day, man.
That's great.
I've done that more times than you've been born.
This one's pretty funny. Aiden says, hashtag, my dad would always say, I'd put a lot more time and effort into raising you if I was certain you were mine.
Oh. Jeez!
Why you gotta do that, Dad?
Jeez!
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Man.
It's funny if it's not true.
Yeah, right. Hey, Shelia, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, fine.
Pretty good relationship with Pops?
Oh, yeah. We all loved him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What would he always say to you?
Well, not necessarily to me, but my younger sister's boyfriend, now husband, they've been married 20 years, but they always had a good relationship that he would tell him, boy, I can stop you from coming, but I can hasten your retreat.
And your sister ended up marrying that guy?
Oh, yeah. They've been married 22 years,
awesome.
I think, now.
Wow.
And your dad likes him.
And your dad's cool with him.
Oh, he loved him to pieces, yep.
All right.
He would always tell him that. I might not can stop you from coming, but I can surely hasten your retreat.
Oh, those are great memories. Thank you, Shelia. Have a wonderful day. Most guys would be scared from that.
Oh, heck yeah.
Did you ever run?
That's the sign of the ones worth sticking around, the ones worth keeping, you know?
That's true.
Hey, Lori.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Fine.
You ready to celebrate Father's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the king of the one-word answer.
What'd your dad always say?
Yeah.
Well, it was my grandpa. He actually passed away on Christmas a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
He would say, I'm ugly. My daughter's double ugly, so that makes her. And he would make them say it. And if they didn't, he would say triple ugly. And he always laughed so loud. He thought it was so hilarious. And I would just stand there and roll my eyes.
Oh, wow.
Dad can be cruel.
Triple ugly.
Triple ugly.
That's
grandpa.
Ugly. That's ugly. Triple ugly.
Wow.
Fond memories.
That's the great thing about being grandpa or being old. You can just say anything.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And you can't get mad.
I think I want my granddaddy telling me I was ugly. Triple ugly.
Yeah, you're triple ugly because the daughter's a double ugly. So the grandkids are triple ugly. Travis, your dad had some solid advice.
He's a carpenter, and he always told me, measure twice, cut once.
That's right. That's right.
Good advice. Mm-hmm. Measure twice, cut once. Yeah.
Once you cut it, it's cut.
It's over. You can't cut twice because you screwed up if you didn't cut right.
Exactly.
That's Home Depot advice right there. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be like Big Al Mac and learn how to do things around the house. I'm not very good at it.
You should start doing projects on the weekend.
Huh?
You heard me.
I'm gonna build a bed for Kaysen. But build it, I mean, I'm going to put it together from probably IKEA or something. Hey, Austin, what's going on?
Hi, how y'all doing today?
Good, how are
doing
you?
Doing awesome.
Right on. Well, my dad, he raised me on a good mix of music. He was a country guy who listened to a lot of old school Coolio with a mix of some George Strait in it while I was being raised up. And he always told me that every good song has a huh in it.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Your dad had a point.
He does.
Hey, yeah, any song you listen to, if it don't have a hook, well, it ain't worth listening to.
Thanks, Austin. I agree with your dad, for sure. Ara?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
That's a cool name right there.
Cool name.
Ara.
Oh, Ara. Thank you. My dad was do to us all the time when we were little, we'd be driving through like an ice cream drive-through place, And he would even get as far as to actually let the person come on through the loudspeaker. And he'd say, just kidding. And he'd drive off. He would all the time. And we would always fall for it. All the time.
Cool. Would he take you back, though?
No.
Oh.
You know what was great about it, the few times that we actually got it, it made it so much better. So it was okay.
Oh, my God.
Man, we could be mean, huh?
You guys want to get in the car, go get ice cream, go through all that. Psych.
Sorry about that.
Why would you do that?
Because that's what dads do. We do guy humor
Dad
to kids.
Dad just wanted to laugh at himself.
Oh, man. Poor Ara. Right. I want to buy her ice cream. We'll take one more here. Amanda, what hashtag my dad would always say?
My grandfather would actually, whenever he would mess up at one time to try to pay for groceries with a Kroger card, and he looked at, and the girl told him, you're using a Kroger card, not a debit card. He would look at the girl bewildered and go, have you seen my doctor? And then walk off.
Wow.
Have you seen my doctor?
He did that to people all the time whenever he was. When he messed anything up, he would just pretend like he was crazy.
Have you seen my doctor? Did it ever work for him?
Oh, yeah. Every person would just look at him and like feel so sad for him because he was older. And he would just look around and walk off and start staring at random things.
Oh.
So that they would thought he was a little old lost man.
Oh.
Have you seen my doctor? Al, you should go try that on the streets.
Have you seen my doctor?
Have you seen my doctor?
You see my baseball?
Keep them going on Facebook and on Twitter with the hashtag my dad would always say. And make sure you hashtag Kid Nation as well so we could see it.
Joe sent me one that says,
uh-huh.
Hashtag my dad would always say, you can't coach speed, you can't teach stupid.
That's true. That's true, Al.
And you definitely can't teach stupid.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Today is Blake Shelton's birthday, June 18th. So happy birthday, Blake, and I'm going to give you a few Blake Shelton facts throughout the show today.
Yeah, you've been sprinkling them on.
Yeah. As a Christmas gift back in 92, Blake's parents gave him a Remington 243 rifle as a Christmas gift.
Nice.
Oh, at a nice, tender young age, right out of high school.
A rifle?
Gave him a rifle.
Whoa.
Yeah, and by the way, he moved to Nashville 2 weeks after he graduated high school.
And that's where he got going.
That's where he
got
going.
How many people must have told him, what a foolish thing you're doing,
right?
Blake.
Right.
You should go into the family business, Blake.
He
said,
no.
Go farming.
My dream.
It's funny you said the family business. I'll give you another one. His mother owned a hair salon.
And his cut dad, hair, Blake.
And
cut hair.
And his dad was a used car salesman.
And cars. Sell cars.
Yeah.
Sell cars.
My daddy was a used car salesman.
Right?
Yeah, that in common.
Yeah.
And we Al taught us that his first performance was when he was 8 years old.
And
well done.
And a beauty pageant.
You know what you could do, Al?
What?
Since we just had that One Day app thing going on. You can make him a video.
See, that's...
Make him happy birthday.
I can see doing that. I don't know if that's over... For a guy you don't know. You know
no, it's fine.
I love the idea of the One Day app. I just don't know if...
You could do it and then post it and then see if people will share it and he'll see it. Because he saw that people were messaging him from you.
Yeah, that's true.
So he might see your One Day app video.
Love letter to Blake.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
Why not?
Man love.
And it's free. Your favorite four-letter word.
Yeah, there you go. Go to KidNation.com. Tell us a great story about your dad. About anything. Something funny, something... inspirational, whatever.
Yeah.
You could win a Home Depot gift card. Here's another letter. This one's cool. True story. This is in the letter. True story. We purchased a cat door to put on the door of our garage so that our two cats could get out of the cold weather. So my husband and I took the door off of the hinges, took it over to my dad's house since he's handy with tools so he could install it. I happened to walk out into my dad's shop to see the progress of the installation. And to my surprise, between two grown men, they had managed to install it at the top of the door instead of the bottom.
Oh, no.
All we could do is laugh. I just asked my dad, how in the world are my cats supposed to jump that high to get into the garage? We still laugh about it today. And, of course, he did correct it. But now I have a garage door with a cat door on the bottom and a small window at the top. That's from Sonya. Sonya, your dad is going to get a $100 gift card from the Home Depot.
Maybe they can get something to seal up that hole from the Home Depot.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, the cats could do that. Cats like climbing stuff. Real quick, did you see the story of the cat that got stuck on the tree?
Mm-mm.
And the cat climbs up this tree.
Yeah.
So the owner climbs up to get the cat. It's 75 feet up in the air. So then the owner realizes, oh boy.
I can't get down either.
I'm up here with my cat, but I can't bring the cat down.
And climb down.
Yeah, so she calls 911, of course, and the fire department is on its way. While the fire department is on its way and she's 75 feet up in the air, the cat just says, hey, I'm going to get down. I'm just going to go ahead and get down from here. Oh, wow. And so they had to rescue the lady. She's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a long way to go get her. That's seven stories.
Yeah, they got her down. We're going to be celebrating.
Wow.
I know, Jenna. That just shows
you
cats are not.
I get it. Sometimes you just don't think before you do something to save something, but it's
right.
Like, come on.
Fellow cat lover Taylor Swift is going to go on tour here soon.
Speaking of cats.
And we're celebrating Swiftmas in July. We'll have all the details for you to go check Taylor Swift out on tour, because those tickets basically sell out within 5 seconds. Probably the most impossible tour to go to right now.
How am I going to pull this off for my kid?
We got your tickets. Well, not for you, Kelly. But
oh, I thought you were making my day.
No, sorry. You work here. You can't win.
I know.
But you're listening. You can win your tickets to check out Taylor Swift. The hardest tickets to get this summer.
Try and get some, too.
Yeah.
We go to StubHub. Trust us. We don't get free tickets for a lot of stuff.
So right.
We got to go to... I got to go buy my tickets online just like y'all.
Yeah.
You know.
Remember the good old days, those good old payola and plugola days?
They used to be better.
That?
And then the FCC regulated on us.
Oh, the whole government had to get involved.
Thanks, Janet.
Well, don't blame Janet Jackson.
Thanks, Janet.
Janet. It's Nipplegate.
Thanks, Nipplegate.
Why I can't see Taylor Swift for free.
It's not Justin Timberlake's fault. It's nipples. Blame nipples. And what happens before Christmas? What do? You go shopping, right?
On Black Friday.
On Black Friday.
The busiest day of the year.
So since we're having Swiftmas in July,
yeah,
we obviously got to have Black Friday.
Black Friday
leading
June.
Up to it.
Yeah.
Black Friday's happening tomorrow, everybody.
Black Friday. How about that?
Has nothing to do with shopping. We just
it doesn't?
We just happen to have Jack Black.
It's a Neil Diamond tribute band.
Wait, I don't know what that was. But we're having Jack Black...
On the show?
On the show tomorrow.
Yes.
And on top of that, Big Al, this was your glorious idea.
I know, because my girlfriend, I found out a month ago, my girlfriend is a huge fan of Neil Diamond. And I had no idea after dating her for 2.5 years. She's a huge, huge fan of Neil Diamond. So I booked Neil Diamond. No.
yeah, right?
Tried to. He's a little pricey. Neil Diamond is busy, 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 busy. So I got the next best thing.
This man right here.
The Black Diamond is August 10th at the University of Charleston and August 29th at Empty Glass. Gerhard Ranke, thank you very much. And now before we go, ladies and gentlemen, the Black Diamond.
On Kimmel. He's on Kimmel now. This is a brother right here.
Watch Kid TV if you can. Kid TV.
Where it began. Yeah. I can't begin to know when.
Come on!
And then I know that it's growing strong. It was in the spring. Then spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd all come along? Hands, oh yeah, touching hands.
He's got another sing with him.
Reaching out, that you are. Touching me.
Bring it back up.
Touching you.
That's where the video ends.
What?
Come on.
Well, that's where the video ends.
Chorus.
It's a tease, guys. It's a tease.
Man.
But you stopped at the chorus.
Well, he'll be here.
That's where Kimmel... You get mad at Jimmy Kimmel for that, Kelly Raspberry.
Wait, so he's going to be in here.
He's going to be here tomorrow.
He'll do
in
that.
Our studio?
Black Diamond is going to be here.
Awesome.
So we'll get all of his diamondness.
We'll have him do the chorus for us tomorrow, Kelly.
I would hope so. I feel, you know...
There you go.
Touching you. Now, this is the real
Neil.
Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good.
So good, so good, so good.
Every time I hear this song, I will never forget probably one of the funniest moments I've been a part of in this show. You guys remember this?
Yeah, of course. That's all I think of when I hear it.
So Kid Craddock, his daughter is Caroline. Mm-hmm. And one day he was doing a segment about Caroline, and I think it was when she was graduating or something, and he wanted this the hook because it's Sweet Caroline, so he asked our producer Sonny J He goes, hey,
give me the hook,
just give me the hook to Sweet Caroline. And so kid's sitting there, and he's
really deep. It was really a serious moment.
Talking about
he's like, I'm so proud of my beautiful daughter, Caroline, for graduating high school. And I just want to say that. And then he hit the hook.
Touching me. Touching you.
Yeah. And he cuts it off.
Yelling. He's like, that's the part I want?
You want me touching my daughter?
Oh, that was so funny.
That was my favorite moment with
kids. That was so, so funny.
We should put that video up.
We gotta, let's have that ready.
So tomorrow's Black Friday, and we got Jack Black on the show tomorrow.
We sure do.
On the phone.
Jack Black on the phone, but Black Diamond.
Black Diamond is gonna be here.
Yeah, it's not a dancer. It's Neil Diamond.
Right.
Yeah, gotta be the
be
real
awesome.
Deal. Thanks awesome. For bringing him in now. Gonna be at the bar and everything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're gonna come sing karaoke at the bar, everything. Get
good.
The whole thing. We got him for the weekend.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, you could just feel that sand in your toes.
Toes in the water, bend in the sand.
Thanks, Al. That could become a reality if you sign up to win Trip a Day. We're sending you to Mexico to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. There's a private beach. They have a family section. The adult section is called Heaven. There's clubs. There's restaurants everywhere.
Cool
bars.
Spa. Oh,
it's got one of those pool bars where you're in the pool and you walk up to the bar in the pool.
I love that.
You swim up to the bar.
I love that I don't have to get out of the pool to go get a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too much work to get out of the water, Jenna.
Yeah, because then you got to dry up a little bit.
Your girl in your bathing suit. I like that you can just sit in the water and order.
Yep. Lifeguard's telling you don't run.
You see people post up at the pool bar all day. They just sit there, waist high in water,
and just drink all day.
Dude,
that's the best
long.
Of us. What you go on vacation for? That's why you go to Mexico. Yeah.
Technically, you stay hydrated if you stay in the water because your body's absorbing it.
Yeah.
Is that true?
No. Nope.
And you never see them get up to go to the bathroom.
I know.
They don't want to lose their spot.
Well, we won't touch that part.
And nobody's judging.
Yep.
And also, Kelly Showbiz Top 5 is coming up. What's the big story this morning?
The big story?
Or what we can look forward to?
I'm really upset. I don't know why. Charlize and Sean.
Yeah.
The demise of their relationship. And
you wanted it to work?
It bothers me. Well, I guess because it was such a whirlwind romance. What happened? And now it's over? I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
I hate to see that happen.
Mm. Bit of a soap opera, isn't it, Kelly?
It is.
Nice segue, JC, man.
Look at that. So we decided, TV stole the soap opera from the radio,
mm-hmm.
and we're here to take it back.
Yeah.
And we're going to take it back with force. Now, we're not writers.
No.
So that's why we need your help, Kid Nation, to send us your idea on what our soap opera should be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've gotten a bunch, and there's a lot of good ones.
I already have my favorite, but I'm still open.
Yeah, we're still open.
Still open.
It's not a closed deal yet,
Kelly.
We'll
take an idea. We'll take a meeting with you.
Maybe one of these will catch her eye.
So these are
little pitches.
Short paragraphs that people from Kid Nation have sent in to us, ideas for the soap opera. And if we select yours, you're going to be responsible for writing us a soap opera every single day.
Basically, if you got to see the guide for the radio station and you saw that there was an episode of the soap opera, this is what it would read.
Right.
It would describe
the plot line, yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
I got one for you guys.
All right.
This one's called Whirlwind Radio.
Oh.
Mm.
Jenna shows up at a radio station with a paper in her hand and a bandage around her head.
Oh, no.
She can't remember who she is. What happened to her, or how she got there? Little does she know, she's been rescued from a prominent rival radio station family that has been trying to eliminate the Kid Craddock Morning Show for years. Who rescued her? And why was she in front of this radio station now? Little did she know, this was her real family. The three people she would be facing were her father's children, and she was their sister. The only problem is that her siblings never knew that they had another sister and that they may not all be ready to handle the secrets their father hid for years.
Oh, no.
Stay tuned to find out how this family drama unfolds behind the scenes and on the radio, written by Yadi Medrano. Shout out.
Nice. Okay.
Wow.
A lot of drama there.
Man, you got a black brother, a Mexican brother, and a white sister just like that.
Oh, siblings, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family, Jenna. What happened to Jenna?
Look what happened to my head.
It was indented.
It's indented.
What do you got, Jenna?
All right, I have one called The Craddock Resort.
Oh, nice.
Oh, maybe a little inspiration from our family vacation to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. Actually, not. They do not endorse this this soap opera. Right. Make that clear.
Maybe they want to. It's open. It's open.
But this is the plot line for this one. The Craddock Resort has been in business for over 20 years. It was voted the best resort in the world for its customer satisfaction, rest, relaxation, and memorable experiences.
Yeah.
Adam Johnson, Big Al Mac, inherited this resort when his best friend passed away. Mm-hmm. And his dream is to make his best friend proud. With his wife, Pam Johnson, Kelly Raspberry by his side, and their beautiful daughter, Lily, Jenna, they've made that dream a reality. Tragedy strikes when Adam talks about retirement. Mm. Lily is the heir to the Craddock Resort, but her dream is to run away with her secret lover, Eric Day, JC.
Oh, Eric Day.
A longtime local employee who dreams about opening up a squirrel sanctuary. That is the Craddock Resort.
Okay. All right. All right.
I like that. That was a cool soap opera name.
Kelly and I are married, and Jenna's our little baby girl.
Thanks, Cayenne Bishop, for that.
She looks more like you.
And I get to open up a squirrel sanctuary.
Great, Eric Day.
You know what I'm saying? Eddie Day.
Eddie Day.
We got any more? We got any more?
Yeah, I got one.
All right. Good.
Darkness comes to light.
Ooh.
Famous world-renowned mental health counselor, Blue Cabot. That's me.
Blue Cabot.
All right.
Blue
is living the life on the outside, but inside she's trying to escape her brush with death from an illegal exorcism one of her clients begged her to set up. The priest, Deacon Constantine, that's you, Big Al.
Oh, I'm Deacon.
And Blue, that's me, had a torrid love affair before he was brutally ripped away from her after the discovery of the exorcism and sent to prison.
Oh, no.
There's another secret Blue's been hiding, though. Her love child, JC.
You're my boy, Blue!
More concerning, since putting the past behind her, is the new up-and-coming young hypnotherapist, Jezebel Alex.
Ooh, Jezebel.
Played by Jenna, who is threatening to shut Blue's practice down with her extremely effective suggestion therapy. Also, hypnotism and stuff. That could be fun to play with. A plan to throw the hypno queen from her throne is in the works, completed behind the scenes by Blue's now lover and shady chain restaurant bar owner, Frisco Alcatraz. That's you, Al. You got two roles.
Oh, wow. Double roles. Yeah, wow. Well done.
Yeah.
Blue will find out, though, everything committed in darkness comes to light.
Darkness comes to light.
Maybe it turns out that the bar owner is like your evil twin.
Oh, that could be another twist.
Yeah, you have that one of those cool soap opera mustaches.
You know how people relate. You get to play two roles, but you're actually the same person playing two roles. That's cool.
They do that all the time on soap opera.
All the time.
Uh-huh.
I like
evil
that.
Evil and nice.
Nice job.
If you want to get in on this and become the next big-time soap opera writer, because I guarantee you will probably get a contract out of this from some TV
network. Guarantee? Probably?
No, I'm not. See, when you say probably, that takes away the guarantee. Legality
issues. We guarantee that you will probably maybe get a job writing for a soap opera.
Not likely.
Yeah.
Get a job for a TV network. Go to KidNation.com if you want to give us your soap opera idea.
All right.
I have a feeling we're going to just continue reading plot lines.
They're so good.
Yeah. It's like I sometimes spend hours watching previews.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever do that, especially, you know, with an Apple TV or something. You can just watch upcoming movie trailers, trailer after trailer, and you get really excited about all the movies you're going to watch, and then I never get around to actually watching a movie.
I do that on the cinema thing on my TV.
Yeah.
All the time.
Trailers are great.
Trailers are the best thing ever. And you basically get all the funny lines in the trailer anyway, so you don't waste your money.
I like trailers.
Shout out to our trailer people.
Trailers.
Yeah.
Kelly loves trailers.
Man, on Sunday afternoons, we used to go to the trailer, the mobile home lots, and tour the trailers because they were really
nice. Oh, nice, man.
You can get two-story mobile homes.
Hold on. There's two-story trailers?
I did not know that.
Yes.
What, a spiral staircase?
There's two-story mobile homes. Mobile homes are not what you think.
No.
I've never seen them.
They are luxury.
I've seen some, like, the tour buses.
Yeah. One of my friends took two single wides and put them together and made their own double wide. They just cut out the middle so you could walk through.
How's it two stories?
It's one on top of the other.
But how do you...
What, you just sit on the roof of it?
It's a home on top of the
But you got to take it somewhere. Like, if you go buy
it's mobile. It's on wheels, so you roll it to where you're going to go.
But you can't go under a bridge. How do you get it to where...
You just avoid bridges.
How do you drive through fast food?
No, it's not that mobile.
You don't.
It's
you live in it. It's you set it up and live in it.
A mobile home and a motor home are two different things.
Yeah.
This is a two-story mobile home.
Mobile home.
Mobile home
park.
Yeah, you get the lot.
More like manufactured housing. Maybe that helps you think about it better.
Right.
On wheels.
Right. Okay. Double.
Oh, we used to,
Two-story.
I'm telling you, I dreamed about living in one because they were nice. When I was, you know, in high school and stuff, my girlfriend's mom got divorced and they moved to a mobile home park. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I was like, this is the life for me. I loved it. I loved it.
You still could do it, Kelly.
You still can.
It's nice.
Put one of
y'all up. Make fun all you want. You
I'm not making
one
fun.
Day.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if they have a lot of mobile home parks around here, but where
they
I grew up,
oh, they do. They
yeah.
do. They're
a no, bit. Where you go on Sunday where they sell them.
Oh.
And they're set up and
the
they're
lot.
All decorated. It's like model homes.
So when you buy them, they're in the lot, and then you got to take it to the land you
have it delivered.
Well, they'll bring it. They got that little truck with the mirrors that stick way out, and it says the little sign that says wide load or whatever. They bring it right to your spot. You can put it anywhere. That's the good thing about it.
Kelly, after seeing your celebrity net worth, she could probably get the first 3-story.
I would, you know. Then I got only if it came with an elevator.
I stayed in one. My Aunt Cherry, that's where they lived, in a mobile home park. And so I stayed there.
It was cool. It was a nice one.
It was cool until I got bit by a brown recluse.
Ooh. Then you're
that can happen.
It's all fun until the brown recluse bites you.
Well, they put the mattresses in. They kept them outside.
See, that was their fault.
And then I slept on in the mattress.
They kept the mattresses outside?
You have to let them air out sometimes.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
But there was a waterbed in the mess.
And hold on. And your mom's name is Cherry. Candy.
Candy.
And your aunt's name is Cherry.
Mm-hmm. Cherry Candy.
Cherry Candy.
And that's cute.
Y'all had great names.
My grandma was crazy. Candy and Cherry.
Candy and Cherry.
Candy and Cherry.
They're the two hottest girls in school, probably.
Crazy wasn't her name.
No.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's talk about some crazy dads.
Aww.
Real quick. There you go. This is a nice spin on Does That Make Me Crazy? But since Father's Day is this weekend, we decided to go with Does That Make My Dad Crazy?
Cool.
We'll go straight to the phones because we got a bunch of good ones already. Crystal, you got a crazy dad, huh?
Yes. He is not the typical dad that goes to, like, the hospital or something whenever he does something bad. So he fell from a 20-foot scaffold. He works in construction.
Whoa.
Broke his nose. And just jumped off, put like some napkins in his nose, popped it back into place, sewed it back up, and put some Neosporin on it.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's a man.
What a man.
Daddy, a man. Yeah.
We should be doing, does that make my dad a man?
Wow. Yeah. Not crazy, just tough.
He eats Hungry Jack biscuits. You know,
Hungry Jack biscuits.
I'm just telling you. That's what real men eat. Hungry Jack biscuits.
Really? Okay.
Hungry Jack.
Remember those commercials?
Yeah. I picture your dad having like a super burly beard. Does he have a beard, Crystal?
Yeah.
He's like the brawny man.
Yeah, he's just brawny.
Yeah.
And he uses brawny paper towels.
Does he wear a flannel shirt?
No, he doesn't do that.
Okay.
Overalls? Okay,
no,
we'll put...
he's not that much.
Okay.
Quit while we're ahead.
But he doesn't believe in hospitals or nothing. He says he can fix everything on his own.
Well, that doesn't make him crazy. That just makes him a man.
Yeah, that's a man right there. See, I didn't believe in hospitals when I was younger just because I didn't have insurance.
Right.
So I just tried to take care of whatever I could.
Put some dirt on it.
But man, putting your nose back in place is one of the most painful things
I would think.
I did that myself in the shower once, and I almost fainted. Yeesh. I had my wife, Kenzie, watching me do it.
Oh.
While you're in the shower.
Yeah, because I tend to faint with pain, Al. As evidenced when I hurt my finger at a hockey game when I went with all the dudes from work, and I hurt my finger and I fainted.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's just, I can't help it, Jenna. It's my body's reaction to shock. I can't do anything about it.
All right.
Hey, Becky, how you doing?
Good.
So tell us about your crazy dad.
Well, my dad is from Wisconsin, and he moved to New Mexico and taught himself how to weave Indian rugs. Built himself a giant loom and started weaving Indian rugs.
Wow.
Wow. He taught himself.
Is your dad an Indian guy?
No.
He just loves the art.
White.
He's a white dude.
She's from Wisconsin, dude. He's white.
You can move there.
You get rugs for every celebration?
No, he hasn't done one for a few years, but my grandmother still has a few.
Aww.
Yeah. If he tries to sell them, are they 80% off?
Well, it's funny because if he tries to sell them, nobody wants to buy them because he's not Indian.
Oh, your poor dad. Yeah, I don't think crazy. I think just very crafty.
Yeah, he's crafty. Your dad's crafty. Your
crafty dad.
Is his name Michael?
No.
Never mind. Okay.
Michael. Right. I see where you're going. Yeah. Thanks, Becky. Al. And your craft jokes. Hey, Cassie. How you doing this morning?
Good.
So tell us about your dad.
My dad used to race lawnmowers.
Shout out.
Does that make my dad crazy?
Race them?
Race them.
Was like, there a league?
Competitively?
Competitively.
I have seen this, like the riding lawnmowers, and they have little lawnmower races, and I mean, they don't go very fast.
Where do they race?
It's like a drag strip or something.
Yeah, it's all over the country.
Yeah, I've seen it
over in England.
Oh.
Really?
I've actually seen this.
Cassie, did your dad make it super fast, or is it just regular?
Oh, yeah. No, they soup them up. He would race it. He raced it on Texas Motor Speedway.
Wow.
He took it out on Daytona Speedway.
How fast would
it? And he got it up. He got it up to about 72 miles an hour.
What? On a lawnmower?
He got his.
Yeah, he crazy.
did he mow your lawn really quickly?
No, they had to take the blades off for safety reasons.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you imagine a 72-mile-an-hour lawnmower under the grass?
That's almost crazy.
That is crazy,
yeah,
Al.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say your dad crazy, but cool crazy.
Uh-huh.
He was actually featured in Sports Illustrated.
Wow.
For lawnmower racing?
The swimsuit issue?
That is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
That's very cool.
That makes him an athlete if he was on Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Wow.
Technically.
That's funny.
Seth, buddy, what are you doing this morning?
With the church camp. What makes my dad crazy is that when he gets home, when he gets off of work, he sings to my dogs.
He sings to the dogs. What's he sing, Seth?
Oh, he sings makeup songs.
Can you
breakup songs?
Yeah, like makeup
songs.
Oh, he makes some songs about the dogs. Wow.
Can you sing us a little bit so we'll know what it sounds like?
Yeah, give us an example there, Seth.
Why don't you just hand the phone to Dad?
You don't know what? All right.
That's all right, sweetie.
Yeah, your dad's crazy, though, if he's just singing to the dogs.
There you go.
He should be singing to Mommy.
Have fun at church camp, buddy.
All right, Seth. Have a good day, buddy.
You too.
There he goes. Seth. I like he got right to it. You don't want any questions asked to him? He just says, I want to tell you why my dad's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to it whenever I feel like it. Trina, welcome to Does That Make My Dad Crazy? Go ahead.
Good morning. I don't know if it's crazy now. When I was a kid, I thought it was. But my dad used to sign all my birthday cards with his full name. Like I was going to forget who he was.
My dad did that.
Happy birthday, Trina. Love, Charles A. Smith.
We
lost him about 4 years ago, so that's a good memory for me now. But when I was a kid, I thought it was crazy.
Trina, my dad did that to the day he passed away. He would to my mother, right? An anniversary card. Love, Sammy Lewis Mack.
Trina, maybe it's a black thing. Yeah, maybe so. I don't know.
Maybe it is. So. Hey, Trina, when did you notice that was odd?
Probably when I was about 12. And I look at it, I'm thinking, why did he say Charles A. Smith? Does he think I'm going to forget who he is? And my mother told me at the time, he always signs everybody's card that way.
Bless Charles A. Smith.
I had all the cards over the years, and that they were all signed with his full name.
Wow. Beautiful memory. Thank you for your call, Trina, and sharing that. But yeah, your daddy a little crazy. That's cute.
Yeah.
Cute dad crazy.
My dad would do that. That's
Can funny. You say that about a dude? Cute guy crazy?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
I don't want Charles A. Smith to be mad. Caitlin.
Hey.
What are you doing?
So, I'm driving to a U.S. history convention.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That sounds
you
fun.
You are medically smarter than anybody else in this room.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
What makes your dad crazy?
Growing up, we had a bird feeder in our backyard. And I guess in my dad's mind, there was certain birds that are supposed to eat off a bird feeder and then other birds that shouldn't. So he would sit in the garage on the stairs and position himself all secret and open the back door from the garage and wait for the ugly birds to, you know, park their butts on the bird feeder, and he would shoot them off.
What would he deem the ugly bird?
Okay, your dad was crazy.
So redneck.
Your dad was crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Does that make my dad redneck and crazy?
Your dad was crazy. I'm going to go ahead and say that. I love it. I love that you have that story and that memory, but he was crazy.
Oh, they're just coming to eat.
Caitlin, would he ever call you over and go, hey, Caitlin, do you think that bird's ugly?
No, he knew exactly what birds he wanted to kill and what he didn't. And we lived in a subdivision.
Wow. Wow.
There goes Ron shooting birds again.
You know one thing, it wasn't a pretty bird.
Yeah.
Pretty bird.
Yeah, he crazy, Caitlin. That's
yes.
Poor birds. Congratulations. That's Dad Hall of Fame crazy.
Right.
I like the Mission Impossible. Thanks, Shannon.
Oh, man.
Mission very possible. Okay. Nicole, I think we're getting on super crazy lines here. Go ahead with your dad.
Hey, guys. So when my dad gets allergies, he, he gets a runny nose, and you know how your nose gets all irritated?
Yeah.
Well, after he uses his Kleenex and everything, to soothe his nose, he puts chapstick around his nostrils and up his nose to kind of soothe it. Does that make my dad crazy?
Yeah.
I've done that.
You've done that?
When you have a really bad cold and your nose starts getting chapped from blowing it so much, don't you put chapstick?
But what if you put it on your lips afterwards?
No.
Just wipe it off with a tissue.
It
says lip balm.
It makes me afraid to use the chapstick in my house.
Just wipe it off with a tissue first.
Wipe it off with a tissue, Kelly.
Whatever.
It's boogers.
Yeah. Oh, y'all ridiculous.
My gosh. No, you got booger remnants on your chapstick.
Ridiculous.
I'm with you, Nicole. That's crazy.
As you pick your nose. You
know I was scratching
exactly
my nose.
Whatever. Ew, you're so gross. Don't touch anything now. You've got booger residue on your finger.
See, that makes my nose itch, too, talking
about
it.
I know. I think that's why I itched my nose subliminally. It made me itchy.
Yeah, it does.
I almost did stick it up there, but I didn't.
I saw Kelly. No.
You didn't see anything.
The old man thing that my dad used to do.
Thank you, Nicole.
He would blow his nose, not in a nap or handkerchief, but in a paper towel or whatever. He'd blow his nose, and then he'd stick it back in his pocket. Like, Dad, throw it away. What are you keeping it for?
Yeah.
What are you keeping it for? Some testing?
Dad's back in the day, they always had that napkin they always used to reuse.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get that.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do that.
We'll go here. Aaron.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Your dad, this is crazy here.
Come on.
Go ahead.
My dad used to let me drive home from basketball practice in the third grade.
Were you in his lap?
Was he drunk?
No.
Not that I know of.
Okay. But
I was full on control of the vehicle driving home from practice in third grade.
Wow.
But the one catch was, he was a driver's ed teacher and had a brake on his side.
Okay, good. But still, you're in third grade. How many miles are we talking here?
Well, it was a small rural town, so it was mostly back roads. I don't know mileage back then. I'd say somewhere between 10 and 15 miles to get back home.
Wow.
You ever hit anything, Aaron?
If I did, I didn't see it.
There you go.
It's one of the best memories I have with my dad. He used to let me drive down my street. Started letting me drive on his lap.
Yeah.
Both my parents did, which was bad. But I had so much fun in an empty parking lot. They taught me to drive when I was like 11 years old.
Yeah.
And it's one of my fondest memories I have with them. And they were so scared. And I loved making them so scared when I would do it.
Incredibly unsafe.
It was so cool. It made me feel like they trusted me. You know?
Yeah.
It was cool.
My uncle used to let me drive on his lap when I was like 4.
Very illegal, but it was cool.
Let's go here with Nathan. What'd your dad make you wear, Nathan?
All right, so growing up, my dad was a big worrier, and we never played with fireworks until the one time when he bought some sparklers, and we were so stoked until he made us put on a welding mask and welding gloves.
Oh.
I mean, we were ready for anything.
That's funny.
Your dad's fun.
Fire safety.
Right?
Fun, crazy dad. I call that one right there. See, those are good memories. See, because Nathan's never going to forget that.
The overprotective dad.
The overprotective dad.
That was like the opposite of my dad. I don't know how I was going to help my dad load a piano in a pickup truck. My dad was a furniture refinisher. We rolled the piano out of the shop, and we stood it up on the sidewalk. It was an upright piano. It's probably 5 feet tall. And so he said, "Hold this while I lock the door." I'm 10.
And he told you to hold a piano?
Hold it. Just make sure it doesn't fall.
Okay.
Right? And we're going to somehow load this piano back in the truck. He starts locking the door, gets the keys out. The piano starts tipping over.
Oh.
I've never turned a backflip in my life. The piano is coming down. I turn a backflip into the driveway or whatever of the shop. The piano hits the ground. I would have been dead.
Did he yell at you for dropping the
piano? Yeah.
Of course he did, Al. How dare you let that piano hit the ground?
Drop that damn piano.
Thank you, Nathan. Have a great day. Let's take one more call here. Janet, welcome to Does That Make My Dad Crazy? Close us out.
When I was a kid, we would take drives in the country, and Dad would, when we passed by a field of cows, would stick his head out the window and moo as loud as he could.
Kind of cute.
Was he a rancher?
No.
He's communicating.
Just
Dad wanted to embarrass his kids.
Embarrassing Dad. He definitely did it with your friends in the car.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, babe.
A couple of times.
Yeah. That's just Dad embarrassing.
Yeah.
Dads are crazy just in general.
We love that, but you know what? Hey, enjoy your parents while you got them. Yeah. I got to say.
It goes by fast, Big Al, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you for your calls. Keep them going on Twitter and Facebook. Hashtag Does That Make My Dad Crazy?
Got it.
So we could see it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're over here in the Canal Side Lounge hanging out with our friend ZZ Ward. Everybody say hello.
Yay.
Hi, ZZ.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, actually. I'm not very tired. I think I would be, but I'm not.
You're super excited. Your video's out.
I'm really excited the video's out. Yeah.
Is it more fun to make videos or is it more fun to record the album?
It can be fun doing both, and it can also be not fun doing both. I mean, it just depends, you know? Like, we were doing the video, we shot for 8 hours. So I'd say, like, the first couple hours, I was like, oh, my God, this is so fun. And then the rest of it was like, okay, I'm bored.
Do you get a lot of say in the music video, or can you technically go, you know what, I just want this person to be in the video, and you guys just play, you know, do the song, and you don't even have to be in
the
music
video? Oh, I
totally
could do that if I wanted to. And I think it's sometimes, like, that's actually a great way to go. We did a lyric video one time where, like, there was a person in it playing me, and I was like, this is so easy.
Yeah.
I want to do this forever.
Yeah.
Now, you started playing music super young with your dad.
Yeah.
In a blues band, right?
Yeah.
And then you got into hip-hop.
Yeah, my brother was listening to, like, Jay-Z and Nas, and so I started, like, taking his hip-hop CD. So I really love beats, and then my parents were listening to blues, so I listened to, like, Muddy Waters and Big Mama Thornton and
yeah.
a lot Is your dad
strong.
Black?
What?
Is your dad black?
No.
Yeah, well, you can like other music so, without being yeah. black.
No, the name she's rattling off on her daddy's band. You never know these days.
Or just good musical taste.
Yeah.
Very good musical taste.
And you're
taste,
one of
yeah.
the rare few that can say they were discovered on MySpace. I mean, you don't hear that anymore.
Yeah. Right at the tail end of yeah. MySpace, too. Like, nothing was happening on MySpace. Then my manager, who's now my manager, hit me. And this was like, I think this was like 4 or 5 years ago. And was like, and Evan Bogart, who's a big songwriter, and he was like, hey, I like your music. I'd like to hear more of your music. And I'm like, what? So it was off of MySpace, though. So
is MySpace still around?
Yeah, it's still there. You can still log on. It's
really?
Different.
I don't even know if I remember my password to get on MySpace.
I totally would not.
I'm going to try.
ZZ, who'd you write Love Three Times with?
I actually wrote that by myself.
Just all by yourself?
All by yourself?
Yeah, all by myself. But I produced it with S1.
Now, coolest moment you've had, is it? Seeing that your fans got your lyrics tattooed on their arm?
That is a pretty awesome thing.
That's how you know you impacted somebody's life, right?
It's a whole nother level. Like, I never would have thought of when I did my first album that I'm, like, writing these songs in my apartment and that people would put those lyrics permanently on their bodies, you know? So, I mean, when I wrote this album, I was like, I better make this really good.
Yeah, get somebody to get a back piece on this one.
Right. I know 4 black people that have Whoop, There It Is on their...
ZZ, will you perform a song for us, please?
Absolutely. This song is Put the Gun Down from Till the Casket Drops.
Yes.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I got 10 fingers to the sky, my back to the wall, my white back high. Her lips just like a gun, she's got silver bullets on it song. He is deep under her spell, I'm screaming out, but it just won't help. I think I'm crazy, I had him first. I line him mercy, you ain't wanna break my heart. Take this mind, don't hurt me, steal my money and steal my car. Don't take my man, don't take my man. I said don't take my man, cause you know you can. Gun down, ooh, 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 ooh. The gun down, ooh, ooh, ooh. Down, ooh, 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 yeah, ooh, 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 the gun down.
Nice.
ZZ Ward.
That's fun.
I like that.
Was that the song in We're the Millers?
Yeah.
Did they have that song in the
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, that was in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
First song I saw that was of mine in a movie, which was pretty cool.
At what point in the songwriting process does the when does that come in? Like, is that first or is that like?
First, I'd say first.
Is that first?
The best is when you have parts like that and you're like, it doesn't even need a lyric.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you have, was that like your first choice? Was there like, and then you said, no.
Oh my gosh.
I think usually, no, I like your questions.
Thank
I think
you.
Usually it's based upon like my voice and what sound I can make that, uh-huh. that noise on. So for me, it's ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So that comes first, and then you write around it, or
you're
you
so yeah. nice to answer his question.
No,
like it was a legitimately
I ask really
intelligent
weird questions too.
Question.
Okay.
Now, how many hats do you have?
Yeah, that's the thing. You guys connect with the hat.
He does.
I have so many hats. I have too many hats, and I wear like one all the time.
Yeah. Are you bald too?
I mean, the thing is, it's funny. Like people don't want to see me without a hat now. Like I'll take pictures with fans like outside the bus without a hat, and they'll come back after the show and be like, "So ZZ, can we actually have another photograph with you with the hat on?"
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's your thing.
That's your thing,
I'm pretty sure if you want to go out and about and not get recognized, all you got to do now is take the hat off.
Yeah.
Like, that's not easy.
Now, your new album, This Means War, that's available for pre-order now, but there's some special stuff you get if you pre-order it, right?
Yeah, we did a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff in the studio, so some of my diehard fans could see, like, if they wanted to see how the album was made, we made sure to kind of capture a lot of the recording process.
That's cool.
And how do I get a personal email from you? Because I heard you could do that.
I don't know if that's on there.
You might get a little personal email from ZZ herself if
well,
you sign up.
Here's what you do get. If you do buy the album with the pre-order bundles, you get an exclusive pre-sale code, and that gets you first access to tickets and VIP packages for your Love and War tour, which is going to be kicking off in August, right?
Yes. I'm just excited to have new music out there.
Who's your coolest celebrity friend that you've made so far?
My coolest celebrity friend.
Are you friends with Taylor Swift
yet?
I mean,
what, do we have to say friend?
Or acquaintance.
Acquaintance?
Yeah.
I mean,
I
met Steven
that would know
Tyler.
You.
Yeah.
Steven
I met
Tyler's
Steven
cool.
Tyler. That was pretty cool.
Is he not the nicest person ever?
He's
nice.
Super nice. He's just so good. Like, he's just awesome. Like, I met him at the premiere for Jimmy, the movie.
Yeah.
And, like, when he was walking in front of us, and this girl that worked there was like, "Can I see your ticket, sir?" And he was like, "Nope," and like just walked in.
Steven Tyler.
That's Steven
Tyler.
That's
so cool.
I know. I was like, if I get to that status one day, that would be my dream.
You should have tried it right after him.
It would have worked.
Right.
So hey, you with the hat. I need your ticket.
I'm like, nope, I'm with him.
Nope. Will you play another song for us, ZZ?
Yeah, this is going to be off your new album?
Yeah, so this is the new single, and it's called Love Three Times.
Great.
We've got the neighbors calling the cops, 'cause you're screaming out my name. I'm throwing dishes from the rooftop while you're standing in the rain. We're even, oh, we're fighting, no caramel in between. You make me ill, but it's such a thrill. There's only one thing that would make me do all the craziness I do when I'm next to you. It's a little bit insane, but it feels so right. And it's got me coming back to you every night. Love, love, love. Love, 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 love. Love, love, love you. Rip your shirt in half and cry while I'm pulling out my hair. Argue for hours at a time. True love doesn't care. Then I'll cuss and suns in the kissing and lights up like a flare. You make me ill, but it's such a thrill. There's only one thing that would make me do all the craziness I do when I'm next to you. It's a little bit insane, but it feels so right. And it's got me coming back to you every night. Love, 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 love. But you never, ever, never, ever break my heart. A sweet disaster, from the start. We're so far from perfect, but that's just who we are. There's only one thing that
that would make me do all the craziness I do when I'm next to you. It's a little bit insane, but it feels so right. And it's got me coming back to you every night. It's love. Love, 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 love.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds so awesome like that.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, where can people pre-order This Means War and get all this good stuff and, you know, get the pre-sale code for the tour?
You can pre-order it on iTunes and I think through my website, too. ZZWard.com.
ZZWard.com.
Yeah.
What's your Twitter?
ZZWard.
What's your MySpace?
How'd you come up with that?
ZZWard.
Well, you come back and visit us when you go on tour.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you and meeting you.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys too. Thanks for having me in.
Absolutely. Everybody give it up for ZZWard.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.